The third annual Michigan Transportation Odyssey is going on this week. Various stakeholders of Michigan transportation throughout the state took on the challenge of traveling across Michigan using only passenger transportation. Yes, that's right. Bikes, buses, and trains. This cross-state trip serves as a way to assess Michigan's problems firsthand, but also celebrate Michigan for public transportation for the Public Transportation Authority's achievements and innovations. Catherine Gray, the coordinator of the trip, is currently participating in the three-day trek from Traverse City to Detroit, and she's calling us now from the road to give us an update. She is in Kalamazoo. Catherine, welcome to Current State.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning? Tired, or has it been stressful?
It has been a little stressful. We are exhausted. Half of our group is out on the trail right now, touring the Kalamazoo River Trail and how they're connected to the local bus system. Yesterday we ran into some problems, which is good for us to note, with some accessibility issues. So we're a little bit exhausted, but we are trucking away.
Yeah, this sounds kind of like a logistical nightmare to me, trying to get from Traverse City to Detroit. Tell me a little bit about how it does work logistically. How has this all been planned out?
Well, it's taken about a month is when we started looking at schedules. Bus schedules, they kind of change depending on, you know, the week, and sometimes even just 2 to 3 days ahead of time, they can change the bus schedule on you. So last year we did the Odyssey in 3 days. This year we did in 2 days. And so we really have no time kind of gap. And that's kind of one of the things we wanted to look at was if somebody was traveling and, you know, they had to make connections, would they'd be able to make that. And so we have Indian Trails connecting with local buses, connecting with Amtrak, and there's not very much time in between. And so yesterday we saw what happens when we miss, when our bus is late and we miss connections. So
what'd you guys end up doing after that missed connection yesterday?
Well, what happened was, is yesterday we were in Traverse City and, we were, about 45 minutes late due to some accessibility. We have two individuals in wheelchairs traveling with us. And despite calls into Indian Trails telling them that we had some individuals with wheelchairs with us, the driver still was not informed. And so that took about an hour and a half just before. It took about 45 minutes before we could get them up on the lift and everything like that, and then an hour and a half. So there were about 50 passengers on who were trying to make connections into Grand Rapids who had totally missed those connections. We had missed our entire tour in Grand Rapids because of that. So fortunately, we had about an hour delay in terms of when we needed to get to our Indian Trails bus to get to Kalamazoo. So we were thankful enough not to benefit or not to have any consequences directly hit us except for missing our tour. But there were probably about 50% of the people on the bus who missed their connection to Detroit or to Chicago.
For most of the people on this trip, it's their job to improve transportation, the transportation system in Michigan. How does it feel to, instead of assessing it from a behind a desk, why are you guys going out and making this trek?
Well, it's one thing to talk about some of the issues that we face on a day-to-day basis with transportation issues, but it's a whole other thing to go out and actually experience it. Kind of like when you talk about, you know, talk about it in school, but it's a whole other thing to go out and practice it. And so what we want to try to show is that, one, again, celebrate some of the great things that some communities are doing, but at the same time show that we still have a lot of work to do in terms of connecting our public transit system in terms of an entire state. Some local communities are really great at connecting you to your local community, but what if I want to get inner city, and how does that work? And so that's one of the things that we're really trying to show is, how does it work? Can someone do it? What does it look like? What are the challenges that you face?
Are you guys have you looked to other examples in other states that have a stronger regional transportation system?
Well, several states have some larger urban metro areas that have really large regional transit systems, or they have connector buses that go out into the suburbs. And that's, I think, what Michigan's trying to do with the new legislation for the RTA in Southeast Michigan. Detroit's the last urban core to have an RTA, and we're really hoping that great things come from the RTA. And so I think that's kind of an example where we've looked at a couple of different communities throughout the state to see that happen. Every state, I think, struggles with how to connect your entire state using public transportation, but with Michigan being a very touristic state, I think it's really important for us to figure out how we can do that.
You've already addressed some of them, but you've already briefly talked about some of the cities that you're stopping in and celebrating strong points. Can you give a little more depth and example regarding that?
So up in Traverse City, we took a tour on their trails. They have the new Heritage Trail that we were able to see how it connects with the local bus system and then also connects us to Indian Trails. In Ann Arbor, we're going to be presenting an award to the University of Michigan, the Clean Energy Coalition, the City of Ann Arbor, and the Ride for their work on the newly approved bike share. So we're going to be able to kind of go see where that potential bike share station could be and things like that. And congratulate them on all the work that they're doing there. And then we'll take the air ride to the Detroit Metro Airport, where we will then hop on a smart bus and hopefully make a connection to DDOT to get downtown for our event this evening, our finale event in Detroit. So a little bit of bus touring, a little bit of trail touring, and then from each city we do, you know, a major system like Amtrak or Indian Trails.
Why is it important to build stronger regional systems throughout the state?
Well, I think the economy is a big piece. One of the things that, you know, we talk to universities, we talk to medical institutions, we talk to people who are economic developers, and they, you know, the way that we work nowadays is everything doesn't happen in your local community. We need to be able to get to other places, and we need to be able to do it efficiently and affordably and effectively. And sometimes the car is not the best way to do that. You know, the car is not the most environmentally friendly when you need to travel six people from one place. You know, that's going to be a minivan or two cars. So why not hop on a train and be able to do that much more leisurely? Plus, you can, you know, be on the internet, do work, sleep, instead of have to drive. So I think for the economy, it's really important that we do this. It's an amenity that the younger generations are wanting. We need to keep up with that if we want to be attractive as a state to the rest of the nation.
Catherine Gay calling us from Kalamazoo. She is the coordinator for the 3rd Annual Michigan Transportation Odyssey. Good luck on the rest of your journey.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.